stream the show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Nick sent that audio over there. We do have to play this, but try to keep quiet and not laugh.
All right.
You got it ready to go?
I don't.
No.
I'm happy to be here with a back-to-back Kansas City Chief. It's a trade. The San Francisco 49ers have traded a 63 pick to Kansas City Chief. With the 63 pick in the 24 draft, Kansas City select Kinsley Suamaia from BYU. Tackle. Let's go, Chief!
Chief!
All right, so Puss informed me during the commercial break, and he should have waited to tell me later, but still.
I wanted to make sure he had all the information.
But apparently, he's got a learning disability.
Yeah.
Oh.
So. See, Nick didn't know either. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people who.
Still funny as hell.
Yeah, have trouble reading, have the dyslexia.
And
right. I get that.
Yeah.
He faced severe bullying from peers and adults who and was separated into special education classes.
Oh, well, no, I don't feel bad about that.
He's still playing, right?
No.
Yeah. No, I wish.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
And where did he go to school?
Texas.
Another South, right.
He was a stud. Man, he was so good.
Yeah.
The thing that's weird to me is like...
What's his face from...
Oh, that guy.
No. The other player that has that... Shannon Sharp. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Right at the beginning, he sounded like Shannon Sharp a little bit, right?
I'm just surprised he played for the Chiefs all those years and never realized everybody was saying Chiefs instead of Chief.
You know, there's more than one.
Was it Cheese?
Chief.
Chief.
Is that what he says there?
Yeah. He didn't make it plural.
We made fun of worse people. I mean more vulnerable people in the show before.
Hell of a running back.
Yeah.
But Shannon Sharp does not have dyslexia.
Yeah. No, he just has, just talks like that.
Right. He just has a problem speaking sometimes.
And we're the last people that should give anybody crap for that.
Damn right.
Right. Yeah.
Damn right. Right.
You people have heard the
Cheaped.
Show.
Cheap. Right. See, that made just a YouTube clip meant it was on there for that reason, obviously. Because you couldn't dig up everybody's pick from the past 15, 20 years.
No, and that makes the rounds.
Yeah, a lot
every year around the draft.
Among you Chief fans, okay. Yeah. You guys are bad people, man.
It pops up in the algorithm.
I'll go back in the yard and do
frequently.
A bunch of coke in the cold weather.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we're gonna miss the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you will.
There's a lot of athletes that aren't good out loud readers.
True. There's a lot of people.
people that aren't good out loud readers. Yeah,
because
it's like you.
It's not what they do for a living.
Right. But that is what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Former gay cure ministry leader. Guess what he was arrested for, Nick?
I saw trying to bang a young dude.
14-year-old boy, yeah. The married leader of a former gay conversion ministry was caught in a police sting while trying to arrange sex with a 14-year-old boy. This guy's name's Alan Chambers.
There's a disproportionate amount that goes on of this sort of crap. Guys who run this place, they're hiding behind it.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Father of two, 54.
Where every accusation becomes a confession.
Right.
That kind of a thing.
I'm not going to read what he says in his messages because he's kind of creepy. Calls it a forbidden love, blah, blah, blah. But he was served as a president of Exodus International, a now-shuttered Orlando-based ministry that claimed it could cure homosexuality between 2001 and 2013. So this is, I know that recently, I think, was it Oklahoma? I think they're allowed to do this again in certain states.
It's popping back up again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the legislatures are all showing back up. All these right-wing legislatures are showing back up and saying, nah, we can cure these gay kids. Yeah. Lindsey Graham probably wants to.
I'm sure some of them just miss a place where they could be with a bunch of gay youth.
Yeah. Although, here he is, though. He did say, when he shut the ministry down in 2013, apologizing to the LGBTQ community for years of undue suffering and judgment at the hands of the organization. So I'm guessing he realized, oh, I'm gay.
That stuck to the tape.
Here's how far behind we are. In December of 1973, the American Psychiatric Association finally voted to remove homosexuality from its Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
And it's crazy it was there in 73 even.
Yeah. And The World Health Organization
who
didn't remove it until 1990.
Right.
Wow.
Did they remove that because of Freddie Mercury?
What year was that?
1990.
No.
Well, he died, but they removed it in 73. Maybe they're like, hey, they're like, he's cool. Let's
Queen's
just
cool.
Get
right there.
It does not say who the inspiration
they
is.
Said that. Yeah. Yeah, because there wasn't any really gay talented people right. at all before him.
No, they're like, dude, this is a right gay. God, they're like, what? Have you heard Queen?
And then not long after that, Priest.
Yeah, Judas.
Judas Priest came out.
Exactly. Yep.
And I mean, come on. Everybody should have seen that one coming.
But there's still a large portion of the population that is not tolerant.
And unfortunately, some of those jackasses get elected, you know? Yeah. So have you seen the video of this wild brawl breaks out over the seating at a Catholic kindergarten graduation?
Nice.
Yeah, and they're just beating the hell out of each other. And it's, by the way, it's at where one of these, yeah, there's little auditoriums that double as a cafeteria, usually in elementary schools. That's what it looks like. You can see the stage up there and just the chairs all laying around. We've all sat in elementary schools and seen this before. Well, not the beating the hell out of each other, but they're just beating the hell out of each other, man.
Yeah. Instead of one parent was hospitalized.
Well, I always wondered, when you see fights, and we've all seen fights in person, and most fights end... If people aren't trying to break them up, most fights end because both people get really tired. You ever notice
quickly.
That?
Yeah.
In a real fight, now in movies they keep fighting and fighting and fighting, but that doesn't happen in real life because even the best athlete, the best gets tired swinging and getting hit.
They punch themselves out at some point.
But some of these fights, people, did you see those jackass on the golf course? I retweeted that a couple weeks back with my standard saying, not all golfers are assholes, but all assholes golf. And I love that.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think I claim that one. And I think it's fair, too. I'm a golfer. But it showed these four guys, all with bellies, all probably 55. And it's two foursomes, you know, just about that age, mid-50s, just swinging at each other.
Was there a bag of porn on the line?
No. Because
seen that.
You know there was alcohol. You know somebody drove into somebody. That's exactly what happened, you know. And our golf tournament's happening in a couple weeks. It might happen there. But, they started swinging at each other, and they're falling around, and one guy gets pushed. And like I said, they're drunk golfers with big bellies, and they're falling around. It's a hilarious video. But, you know, it doesn't show until the end. At the end, they're probably standing there going, screw you guys.
Somebody's golf shirt's ripped. Somebody might be bleeding from the nose.
Exactly.
But they're all breathing heavy and still pissed off.
Let's just stop this. But I don't see the end of this fight here. You watch a video of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like my favorite part of this is there's kind of a lady just sit to the left of it, just watching with her arms crossed.
Yeah. You don't want to get involved in that, do you?
Yeah.
No.
You do want the front row seat right there. Kindergarten graduation.
She doesn't seem concerned at all. Did they still go through with the ceremony?
I don't know. Or was it? I don't know. By the way, it's mainly women beat the crap out of each other. It's not the dudes. Are, a couple dudes. Otherwise, one dude might be in there.
Oh, you think dudes are going to get that pissed off over a chair?
Oh, they're pulling each other's weaves.
Yep.
Sorry. Yeah.
Come on. This is.
By the way, this is white people and black people beating the crap out of each other. So it's a multiracial.
Looks like only one person.
It's nice to see everybody come together.
Yeah.
Only one got charged though.
So really?
She must have started it.
All right.
But you know that was two Karens that were the genesis of this.
Yeah.
This is not.
Right.
Dudes aren't fighting over a chair. Dudes are going to go, that's fine. I'll sit in the back. That's where I wanted to go anyway.
Now, they're going to do everything they can to get out of there as soon as possible.
Yeah.
They called it off, and they're going to hope to host another ceremony.
Todd, you should have stood up and said, what do you think about kids that graduate from kindergarten, by the way?
I never went to kindergarten.
Just what you always say about people that graduate is college.
This is even more true than high school. Any jackass can graduate from kindergarten.
That's your famous
song. I had to go to a daycare graduation.
I did not.
You were working.
Oh, for your daughter?
Right?
No, for my daughter.
Oh,
when she went when
he
she
was working it,
when
right.
she graduated to kindergarten.
What they give you your graduation at daycare, Nick? What they give you your graduation?
Orajel.
Therapy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I went to a preschool graduation. I have been to a kindergarten graduation.
They didn't have. I went to kindergarten, but they didn't have graduation.
There wasn't a kindergarten graduation, but there was a daycare preschool graduation.
We're in graduation season too. I saw videos of an eighth grade graduation. That's stupid.
Yeah.
We didn't have eighth grade graduation. Yeah. My kids didn't have eighth grade. Yeah.
Oh, your kids didn't?
No, they didn't have an eighth grade graduation. I'm pretty sure they didn't.
A couple of mine did.
Yeah.
You know what happened at the preschool graduation?
Any jackass can graduate eighth grade.
Yeah.
You know what happened at the preschool graduation? They handed them like a little rolled up, quote unquote, diploma.
Right.
And swear to God.
Any kid flunk?
There were tiny caps and gowns involved. But my daughter.
Oh, that's cute.
My daughter and the kid sitting next to her, they ended up like sword fighting with the little diploma. Yeah. That's what happened. They were like smacking each other with them.
That's why they didn't hand out swords.
My kids had preschool graduations, and we didn't realize that one of them was sent to a preschool where they just kind of play. So then they go to kindergarten, and at kindergarten, they're like, hey, they can't read. And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why we're taking them to school.
Yeah, kindergarten.
Right. Isn't that your job?
Kindergarten, right.
Yeah.
That's when I learned to read. Kindergarten, first grade. They're like, they can't read. We're like, yeah, why do you think we're sending them here every day?
Right.
So they just had to get Paul to do it.
Bitch, because your first day of kindergarten couldn't read?
Oh, it was pretty quick.
Yeah, but now he's a starting left tackle.
Doesn't need to read now. He's kicking ass.
No.
I love him in his helmet and holding the flamethrower.
And
that's
if it turns out he has a learning disability and speaks publicly, we'll make fun of him in 20 years.
Yeah. That helmet makes him look like Tyler.
Yeah, let me hear that guy again. I got to hear how he says Chiefs again.
Oh, I don't. I got rid of
that. Yeah, maybe that's piling
one disappointing
on.
Thing about this.
On him.
Yeah, maybe piling on a little
Speaking
bit.
Speaking of helmets, I saw something interesting. You know, they always
Speaking
do the
of helmets.
severe weather week,
right?
And you hear the same things every year. Well, what you're supposed to do in the event of a tornado. And this is the first year I've heard someone suggest that if you got kids and you're going to your safe space. And you have like bike helmets or any kind of a head protection.
Or we had a bunch of football helmets laying around here.
Yeah, put a helmet on the kids if a tornado is imminent. So I thought, well, that's the first time I've heard that, and that's really not
put a helmet on yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Sit in the basement with a helmet on, like
absolutely.
An idiot.
You should have your head covered if the house is going to fall in on you.
I never even thought about that.
Well, neither did I.
Yeah, I have a bunch of football helmets.
Elementary school for tornado drills, they always had to take a book and you know you're kneeling in the hallway with the book over your head.
Why can't you do that? And then why can't you like put a harness on and just have a hook that you like put a rope on that connect yourself to the ground so you're not flying away.
So you don't
fly
into the wind?
That's probably not how most people in tornadoes are dying. I think it's more like debris falling on them.
That's the movie Twister. Yeah. They die that way.
Yeah, make sure that you're buried in the house.
Yeah.
So you want to make your own tornado room with all kinds of restraints.
Yeah, like you look like Mike Myers in that old Saturday Night Live sketch that's not played anymore.
that skit is so great and so wrong now, but I don't
care.
I think
he was wearing a helmet, too.
Yeah. He was wearing a helmet. He was a special kid at recess just running around.
Yeah.
What you could do is...
I don't see that one very often.
The 90s were a different time.
Yeah. You build yourself a bunker or, some kind of storm shelter.
Yeah.
Well, that was, I remember my...
Don't they have those at, like, trailer parks where people don't have basements?
Yeah.
Don't a lot of them have storm shelters that you can go into?
A lot of people die in trailer parks. A lot of them don't probably have storm shelters.
My daughter's moving into an apartment that has, right next to her building, there's no basement, but there's just a room. It's like, hey, storm shelter.
Yeah.
You're right there.
When
it's kind of creepy.
My daughter has one of those in Lenexa. Yeah.
The first house my parents lived in, or no, second house, we had the old school, like... The underground storm cellar right outside the back door.
Wow. Yeah.
Like you see in the beginning of Twister.
Right.
When it sucks dad out and he's gone, that's what we had right outside the back door of the house.
You should watch The Wizard of Oz.
Designated as fallout shelters, too. I don't see that sign much anymore, but there were fallout shelters.
We used to see those, too. Yeah. Do you think they really worked,
Well, yeah,
there's only one way to find out.
Nobody knows.
You got to get nuked.
Until the super volcano at Yellowstone blows or someone drops a nuke on us.
Right.
I'm pretty sure the basement at the last studio we were in was a designated fallout shelter. I was down there. I was down there a few times, and it was a bunker.
Yeah, you see the little red triangle sign.
Yeah,
it says fallout shelter underneath it. I'm sure they still exist somewhere. I just don't see a lot of them.
What's happening next week, Puss, on the program?
Let's see. Monday, of course, we will not be here.
It's Tom's a holiday. Voice will go out. No, it's a holiday Monday.
It's a holiday. Memorial Heather Jones is going to join us on Tuesday.
All right.
John Heffron will be here next Friday.
I haven't seen John in a long time.
Oh, been a while. And we're gonna make a new comedy friend next week.
In the studio, right?
Yeah. Noe Ramirez.
Does Nick know him?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Comes with Holleen's recommendation. I know he's friends with a bunch of our friends.
Yeah,
and
we got to brown this
seen
room
him at
up
the,
a little
at
bit.
At the bone a few times.
He's a funny dude. I feel bad. We took him to some godforsaken town in Iowa for a show. And, it's one of those where...
You're not narrowing that down, by
no,
the way.
So it's not... Of course, it's not your town. but one of those where, like, oh, people... Like, a bar owner's like, a lot of people said they're going to come. I'm like, all right, I guess we'll just... wait for them to show up.
Yep.
So we're just waiting. And finally we're like, well, I guess we'll just do this. And it ended up being fine. But
I thought this was going to end with not so mild racism.
Yeah, like when you take Curtis out places.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, no. It was just, I felt bad. I'm like, sorry, dude. Like, no, he's a good deal. He's a funny dude. I'm glad he's coming up here. That'll be good.
Coming in. Cool. All right. Well, yeah, tell that story when he's here then, too.
Oh, I'm sure he remembers.
All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.